Okay, so back on the show floor here at Frontier Expo, I've caught up with two very familiar commanders. It's been a very long day already. One of which you will definitely notice the voice from our intro music. That would be Commander Gray.
It's not me. That's Alan Stroud doing a fake impression of me.
Oh. Okay. Are you sure?
Yes, I'm bloody sure.
Okay, well, just move slowly past there. And to our other commander, and you are Commander...
Cassius.
Commander Cassius, excellent. So, guys, I brought you up here because, obviously, there is some swag bags going around at Frontier Expo. Some are black, and some are orange. Now, I'm going to try and find out exactly what the difference is between the orange bags and the black bag. Let's go to Commander Gray and see what's in Commander Gray's bag, because you would hope, as a VIP, you might have something more than the standard bag.
So I just got the plebeian bag, which is a like black tote bag, fabric tote bag. But you don't actually have the tote bag, do you?
No.
No, so that's actually quite a nice bonus I have that you don't. I got a branded Frontier bag. I have a Panic Coaster water bottle for any time that I might be going on a roller coaster and I need a water bottle. It doesn't have a strap, though, so I wouldn't recommend it on roller coasters. I have a Frontier t-shirt, which is in, you get it in different sizes. It says Frontier Expo 17 on it. This is the 17th. I've missed the other 16. I have giant postcards of Elite Dangerous, Planet Coaster, and Jurassic World Evolution. They're really big postcards. You could potentially use them, you know, if people are, you know, they've got bad eyesight and you need to send them really, really big handwriting. These are very practical for that.
Can I just check? That looks like a large letter stamp as opposed to a standard stamp.
I don't know. I would have to consult with someone from the postal office. But, you know, we can always bring that expert in if we need to.
Okay, what else we got?
I have a postcard that just says Frontier Expo 17 on it. For if I feel like sending a postcard from the expo to tell people that I'm at the expo right now, wish you were here, XXX sort of thing, yeah. And I have a list of career opportunities with all the current vacancies at Frontier Developments. That isn't a postcard, so you can't really use it to communicate with other people about the opportunities unless you actually speak to them, which is a disadvantage. I also have, let's see, some coupons for 25% off a Thrustmaster. If you want to master your thrust, you can get 25% off, limited time, Thrustmaster. I've also got a picture of a roller coaster on a tiny card. Oh, with a code on it. It's got a code on it. And I've got another thing with an Elite Dangerous code. So these are some sort of codes for game extras, for Elite Dangerous and for Planet Coaster, so I can log on and improve my eliteness. I have the biggest mouse mat in the world, which it's about an A3 mouse mat. It's just if you have a really giant desk and you want a map of the star system map as a mouse mat, you could, if you know, for different factions, you can just cut out that bit and have an appropriate sized mouse mat, you know, a little. It's centered on Sol, which is obviously if you're Imperial, you want to just cut out the action R bit and fuck Sol, or give that to someone else. Wait, let's say fuck.
Well, you already have, so let's just crash on.
Okay. I've also got, now there's a brown envelope thing, and it says, please do not bend.
And you bent it.
I'm a bit bent sometimes. And it's got the drum roll. Do you have a drum roll sound effect? You're just clapping. That's not a drum. It's got an A4 piece of paper, which is a picture of a park. There's like a monorail. There's a river. There's some buildings. Is that a helipad? I think that's the sea in the distance. There's some sort of animals there. I think they're reptiles. And there's some ball things. What are those balls? There's some balls near the reptiles. Oh, I think the reptiles might be dinosaurs. There's some dinosaurs in a park. It could be like a theme park, like a sort of Jurassic-themed park. Yeah, I don't know what's the relevance of that.
It's a very big park. Almost the world.
Well, it doesn't look like a world. It looks like an island. They should have called Jurassic Island Park World. But they didn't. They called it Jurassic World Evolution.
Put it down. What else is in the bag?
Oh, I've got some leftover rubbish from my lunch as well. And my wallet.
Okay, fine. That was a wonderful rendition, run-through of what exactly is in the black tote bag. Now, what else have we got in the VIP bag? I can't wait to see. So rather than maybe just go through all the stuff that Commander Gray has gone through, why don't you tell us what privileges you have?
Extras.
What extras we have. We have a pouch.
Ooh, no, we have some stickers.
There is an Elite Symbol one, an FX-17, Frontier, and a Planet Coaster sticker.
Not sure that's making anybody too jealous, though. Oh, dear. We're rummaging through here. I'm not entirely sure we've got anything extra other than the stickers. So.
And I have an orange card bag.
You have an orange card bag that's
instead
unfortunately going to go into in the bin.
Tote bag that I can reuse for my shopping.
Exactly. So,
I have stickers.
You have stickers.
I have four stickers.
Okay, well, I think that should pretty much sum it up for the swag that's on offer here at the Frontier Expo down in London.
Cool.
Until we're next time on the floor, we'll catch you later. Cheers, guys. Okay, we're back to bring some breaking news on the unbagging situation.
It's just it.
So, we think we might have uncovered exactly what the VIP gets that the normal people don't. So, normal people get a different type of T-shirt. Yes, that's right. You think it's the same T-shirt, but actually, in the black bags, we have a printed... Well, actually, I'm not sure it is printed. Okay, no, it's printed. Frontier Expo 17 in white lettering. And in the VIP T-shirt, we have, again, Frontier Expo 17, but this time in a really nice, raised, grey, slightly waxy-feeling, embossed writing effect thing.
Really,
and I'm just stroking you, aren't I?
Is there anything down there? Can you help me?
I'm not going any lower down than your nipples. Any more than that, you have to pay me. So yeah, we think we have a slightly higher quality T-shirt in the VIP bags, which we have sacrificed the nice canvas bag for, and got a cardboardy type paper bag, which is grand. Anyway, stay tuned for more fascinating facts and insight from the show floor.